broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, issue at a time Friday. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. First off, the recap of yesterday's broadcast, available for download, streaming, on demand at your fingertips via the Roku Liberty News Radio channel and libertyroundtable.com. I just want to mention, hard-hitting talk radio is hard to create, folks. You know, Pavlum Radio, radio that doesn't really cover the real issues, very easy to do. It's easy to come on the radio for, entertainers and talk and have fun and cut up. It's also easy for folks to just peddle fake news or peddle the mainstream press, viewpoint on news. It's very hard to come to the table prepared every single day for no pay, ready to rock and roll with the detailed news of the day and do so in a way that breaks it down constitutionally, morally, with the focus of God, family, country, with the ideas of the protection of life, liberty, and property, with the understanding that government is a defensive, limited, appropriate, delegated role based on the consent of the governed. Okay? We don't come to the broadcast with a script. We don't come to the broadcast with pre-made entertainment segments. We just break down the news as we see it. It takes a lot of constitutional understanding. We're not telling you we know more than anybody else, but we are telling you that our commentary, our news delivery is unique in the world. And if we have more of that, we're going to see greater gains towards the restoration of the freest country on the earth. If we don't, and this is kind of the problem that I'm starting to see, if we don't, we're going to have a meltdown. You've got even the Republicans super angry at their leadership now. You've got the Democrats angry and displaced from power. You've got all kinds of factions of societal dissidence going on that's spilling over into the streets at every turn. None of it's good, folks. None of it has any lasting value for positive change. None of it has any solutions behind it, but it does have big money. Big money. And it does have the potential to fracture America if we're not careful forever. All right, the recap of yesterday's broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com or smile and dial 877-817-9829. Also brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. You want more energy in your life? Take the test and learn how with Kirk Crosby. It's free, 801-669-2211. The test is free. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about the U.S. Senate confirmed Jeff Sessions. The liberals are chagrined. Will Jeff do any good? Well, all I know is good friend of ours, Sheriff Richard Mack, has been in Washington, D.C. all week. And the rudest staff was Jeff Sessions. Not looking good, folks. A maniac is running our foreign policy, and it's not Trump, writes Ann Coulter. Boy, is she right about that. Thousands of illegal immigrants have received amnesty under Donald Trump. Yeah, about 14,000 so far. However, in Trump's defense, he's running up against a liberal buzzsaw, the tyranny of the courts, if you will. We talked about a poor Buffalo mother. I don't know how to say her name. I think it's Kiara Harris. She tried to homeschool her kids, and the government took her kids. She said, I felt like the school district was failing my children, and that's why I made the decision to homeschool. She says, you know what? She hasn't seen her kids in 3 weeks. And they've been in foster institutions. Look at your government destroying families. Is that the proper role of government? I think not. By the way, teachers in government schools are using police-style body cameras now to deal with a low level of misbehaving pupils, if you will. Hour 2 of Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about the White House responds after Drudge goes ballistic on the Republicans, says the Republican Party ought to be sued for fraud, writes Caitlin Collins and others. And I don't blame Drudge for being super angry about what the Republicans are doing. They've done nothing. But I also get that we've got to be constructive about what we do. It's one thing to criticize. It's another thing to agitate. And it's the most important thing to provide constructive criticism. Can you be constructive? Can you find solutions? See, that's kind of the problem that I have with a lot of these agitators, a lot of these dissidents. They're extreme, they're violent, they're hostile, and they're not really looking for solutions. Sean Spicer said that the Republicans are not stalling on repealing the Affordable Care Act, also nicknamed Obamacare. They just want to get it done right. My response is you've had literally 7 years, or 6 years at least, to get it right since the cursed bill passed in the first place. You've had literally, 90 days from the time President Trump was elected to when the inauguration took place and he was confirmed or sworn in? Okay, you had 90 days on top of the 6 years. And now, since then, what was it, January 20th? You've had what? Almost 30 days since then, too? 20 days, I guess. Okay, 21 days, 3 weeks. Come on, at some point, you've got to put together a plan. Now, if there was nothing in the hopper, I would accept that you still got to work on a plan, too. But there's not only that, there's bills in the hopper. Rand Paul put together in the Senate a solution, the Affordable Care Replacement Act. Ron Paul has put forward many times in previous legislative sessions appropriate solutions for the free market to handle health care. You guys have blueprints. You guys have legislative plans that could be utilized, but you won't. Now they say they probably won't even be able to get rid of Obamacare till the end of 2018. They're failing, ladies and gentlemen, and the people are livid. We'll get into that in a moment. Rahm Emanuel says too many Democrats care more about being right than they do care about winning. Wow. Moral supremacy in Mr. Vladimir Putin, writes Pat Buchanan. Pelosi says that Trump's tax returns could be telling about his ties to Russia. Travel ban, judge makes decision on based on whopping lies, writes Leo Homan. But now a 3-judge panel does the same thing. Brock swears he'll appeal. I'm sorry, Trump says he'll appeal, not Barack. The Donald says he'll appeal. Intel to invest $7 billion in factory in Arizona, bringing back a bunch of jobs. They say 3,000 jobs, high-level paying jobs, too. The truth about the Bowling Green Bowling Green Massacre. LibertyNewsDaily.com, Kellyanne Conway got caught a little bit, but the facts are different than the mainstream press, and Kellyanne Conway are both telling you. We nail it. Mark Cuban says, I don't think President Trump will last for 4 years. Yeah, thanks for that vote of confidence in your president there, Cuban. Are you really an American or what? Report, White House may slap Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist designation. That ought to happen yesterday. That's a recap. We covered a lot of stuff yesterday. We really did. While we're covering that, we're working on thefreedomcoalition.com. Doing a great job with that stuff. And Sheriff Richard Mack went to New York, tried to get in the Trump Tower, couldn't get in. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast, too. Blizzards and snowstorms just shutting down New York for the most part. All right, back to news that Edwards refused to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I guess a lot of the Congress critters went home, Kurt, to their home states. And the people are livid, and the Republicans are getting attacked big time over so many issues it's beyond imagination. Now, here's what's fascinating. The attacks are over the environment, over the border, over all things that liberals care about. I'm convinced that it's an agitation backed by the unions and backed by big George Soros and other monies, because they're attacking even Jason Chapin came home to a Brighton High School gymnasium full of folks that are angry. He wants to try to get rid of this Bear Ears National Monument that Brock just put in place. So does most of the legislative leadership in the state of Utah. No one's happy that that unconstitutional swath of land was so designated by the former thief. Well, now all these environmentalists are coming out and just absolutely ripping Jason Chapeth apart over this issue. I'm convinced it's fueled by agitator professional money and people. When we come back, we'll get into that. We'll talk about some good news, too, by the way. You got to have good news, don't you, just to cheer things up? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
My sister was smoking and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some and I said sure. And she taught me how to smoke and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So I'm saying there's professional agitators and big money behind this descent for the Republican agenda everywhere. And the problem is the good, honest Republican people and or the, you know, independents or conservatives or whatever word you want to use to describe those who don't just advocate for communism or socialism or fascism or whatever in America, the family people, the conservatives, the whatever. We're mainly silent. We wake up in the morning. We spend a little bit of time with our family and help our kids get ready for school or whatever we do. We go to work. We work really hard. We come home. We go to church. We do family things. And, hey, the day starts over again. But these professional agitators and these liberals, most of them get paid by either, you know, black ops money through George Soros and others for their hostile hidden agendas, or they actually work flat out for government in some way. So you got the massive teachers unions, and you got the government unions, and you've got, okay, and these people have all day to agitate and advocate for their causes. And so while you and I are just doing our day-to-day, you know, God, family, country things, and hoping that our elected officials protect life, liberty, and property as they ought to, these people are literally stirring it up and causing trouble everywhere. So Jason Chapin came home, ran into a huge buzzsaw over this discussion of land, Kurt. This is just in Utah, and it's getting worse all across the land. Any comment on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least for me, yeah, you're going to have to remember that old phrase where the people go down the middle of the road, and the problem is they get hit by traffic going both directions. You got to stand up, and, you know, at least I was proud of him lately when he signed on to the bill to just, you know, eliminate the Department of Education. There's a lot of things I'd have him do differently, but, you know, he's got to just make a stand, and he's going to get each congressman or congresswoman is going to get opposition, especially when they stand up for good. But
what we need to do is get to Jason and some of these guys and say, we appreciate you standing up and doing a great job. But I'm convinced we need to learn with these congressmen and senators and some of these leaders across the country. And some would say they're not leaders, they're followers, Sam, they're servants. I agree. I understand. I'm just telling you. And what happens is, Kurt, they go to the mainstream press. They let these venues happen. I'll give you an example. I didn't even know they were meeting in Brighton. And this is my representative, right? Okay, and so I'm just saying he needs to learn to communicate with the right media that will be fair to him and give him coverage. He needs to downplay the media that is all too eager to attack. Where were the good, honest people that could have, you know, said, you know what, good job, keep fighting for our land rights, Jason? The answer is none of us even knew that there was an event, Kurt, hardly. But again, when you have it at a government school, then what do you expect? All the government school unions and all the liberals come out and they have a great organization. We don't have a great organization. We're like, "Durr, oh, they met? Really? Didn't know that. I was too busy, you know, helping my daughter with getting ready for her play or whatever we're doing, right? Yesterday I was helping my daughter get her internet connection squared away for work and stuff like that. Okay, I worked all day, then I went and helped my son with something, and then I went and helped my daughter with something, and before you know it, the day was over. But anyway, so that's the negative news, and we've really got to teach these people to go to the right news organizations, to the right places. What if we could have brought out 1,000 Americans that supported what Jason was doing? But see, we don't get those chances, Kurt. I didn't even know. I mean, last thing I knew, Jason was in Washington. Then all of a sudden I hear they took off. And bam, you know, he's home and they already had a meeting in Brighton. And that happened. And we can't even meet with Jason. See what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. And a lot of it's the Republicans' fault for where they turn to. They're so used to turning to the mainstream press. They're so used to going to the liberals. They're going to get, I'm telling you right now, the Trump administration and the conservative Congress at this point, now how conservative they are is up for debate, but they're really running into a buzzsaw, Kurt, and they better learn to turn to the different organizations or they're going to absolutely have a rough time of it everywhere they go. Because these liberals are taking off the gloves. Barack in 2008 said he was going to build an army to agitate and create trouble, and boy, have they set it up right. They got a lot of money and a lot of people that are willing to travel. You know, have agitation, desires, will travel, and that's what they're doing. While they're covering all that, though, Kurt, you and I would turn more to the things that we care about, which is the family. We've got good news on the family front. What's this guy's name? George Clooney. His wife's name is, what is it, Mabel?
Amal, A-M-A-L. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, at least this should be something that everybody's talking about, but, hey, there's nobody burning cars or busting up buildings or breaking windows about this, but the headline reads, George and Amal Clooney are expecting twins. Yeah. And by the way, I guess I must have missed this, but they say Beyonce and Jay-Z are also...
you didn't miss it. We covered it.
Getting ready to... couldn't remember much about it. But, you know, getting ready to shop for double strollers. And I guess George Clooney's now 55 years old, married to a lady named Amal. She's 39, and they're expecting twins of their own. That's according to what's called the Talks, Julie Chin, and People. They say Beyonce is not the only superstar expecting twins. Yeah, that's right. Now, I guess twins will make a family of four for the glamorous couple. Clooney, who once swore he'd never marry again. By the way, he was married between 89 and 93. I guess he said he wasn't going to have children of his own. He met this Lebanese-British human rights lawyer back in 2013. And guess what happened to him? Yeah. Well, the actor stunned the world when he traded in his bachelor status after proposing to her in April of 2014. They wed in Venice, and now, hey, man, they're going to have some twins, and so it's pretty cool.
Well, there's several pieces. One, marriage. Yeah. You know, male-female marriage, just like the good
Husband,
Lord intended.
Husband, wife, you know.
Number two, they say marriage is fun. They're happy about it, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that. I thought it was like the ball and chain and all this other goofy stuff, right? Now, by the way, I've been married for 25 years, and I think marriage is a blast. Oh, it's wonderful. Now, there's hard times. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you it's just easy. Yeah. You know, sometimes I have to tell my wife I'm sorry when I'm out of line, and sometimes she does the same, and sometimes we have to admit we were wrong. And, you know, there's some tough pieces to it. But I'm telling you, it's incredible. It's wonderful to have somebody to come home to share your celebrations with and lean on a little bit for hard times and work through the struggles and the joys and difficulties of life and the sad parts. But to me, it's tremendous. And so they bring that out that, you know what, marriage is a wonderful thing. Secondly, you know, they're married and they're happy married, Kurt. And then they are going to have children just like Heavenly Father or God intended. And they're delighted about that, too. They're all running around. They want four kids, Kurt, from what I understand.
Yeah, and they say that they're going to, somebody said, where are they going to raise the little ones? The ending little line of the story says, the world is their oyster. The Clooneys have homes in Studio City, California, Lake Como, Italy, and in England. So, at least they got somebody, someplace to lay their little head down there.
Now, who's Matt Damon, Kurt? Do you even know this guy?
Now, yeah, Matt Damon is your big famous guy when it comes to like the, what's those movies? Shoot, I should remember this one.
But, you don't know
well, yeah, I do.
Okay, tell me the new movies,
and I haven't seen it. It's called Great Wall, but you've heard of these other ones. They're called.
So he's an actor?
Yeah.
I don't care about the movies. So this guy's a famous actor in movies, right?
Yeah. And, you know, he and George were hanging out, Sam, a little while back. Jessica Sager brings us this piece. They were hanging out doing some stuff, and I guess George Clooney was all excited. He said, man, we're going to have some twins. And he says, how far along is she? You know, Matt Damon was really happy for him. How far along? 8 weeks. And, you know, he says, hey, man, you're not supposed to say that because you got the 12-week rule. You know what that is, Sam?
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
What Bush built and Obama preserved will be expanded under Trump. The Trump administration is finalizing an executive order that effectively tells allies and Islamic State fighters alike Guantanamo is open for business, reports Foreign Policy magazine. The draft executive order temporarily bars the transfer of any current detainee and instructs the U.S. military to bring any new detainees, explicitly including Islamic State militants, to the military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, continues the report. This would mean prolonging the confinement of dozens of detainees who were cleared for release but unable to find somewhere else to go. Some officials privy to discussions of the Trump administration's counterterrorism priorities have claimed that the disastrous January 29th raid in Yemen was intended, at least in part, to capture new detainees to be imprisoned and interrogated in the Gitmo facility. One side effect of the Gitmo executive order may be action by Congress to update the ongoing statutory authorization for the war on terror. The Obama administration based its military campaign against ISIS on congressional authorizations for the use of military force in 2001 and 2002, which targeted al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's Iraqi regime, respectively. New congressional authorization might be considered necessary to address potential legal challenges posed on behalf of new Guantanamo Bay detainees. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, since everybody knows these guys but me. So Matt and Damon, or Matt and George are hanging out. Who is this? Matt Damon and George Clooney. And I guess Matt almost starts crying about George Clooney's baby, writes Jessica Sager. And I guess what happened is Matt said, you got to shut up, George. You can't talk about this, man. Don't you know the 12-week rule? Kurt, you know all about the 12-week rule, too, don't you? I don't know about this.
Well, is that where it's possibly likely that, you know, she might miscarry or something?
It's possible.
Okay, anyway, I just was, you know, not sure what
I don't know.
12-week yeah, rule was. You know, he says... I'm like, are you out of your mind? This is Matt Damon talking to George Clooney. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Don't tell anybody else. Don't tell anyone else. Don't you know the 12-week rule? Like, of course he doesn't. I was like, just shut up, man. And then 4 weeks later, I'm like, we're good, right? Anyway, this is just so you know how movie stars talk, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They say, despite spilling the baby beans a bit early,
yes,
Damon is confident George, 55, will be a stellar dad, in part because he has Amal, 39, as a partner.
He wanted him to be a stealth, not a stellar dad, but, you know.
Anyway, he says, I'm thrilled for him. She's amazing. He hit the jackpot just on every level. She is a remarkable woman. They're going to be great. They're going to be awesome parents. Those kids are lucky. Well, hey.
There you have it. All I can tell you is it's excellent. Good news when people are celebrating babies. Gifts
that's
from
right.
the Almighty.
They're
no
married, man, woman, all that kind of stuff.
And you
want
to know the better part too, like, Kurt?
Wow.
Is he's got another very liberal, you know, popular celebrity or whatever that's actually happy about it. I mean, usually they'd be like, George, you're horrible. What are you doing? Leave her alone. You can't
ruin
be ruining her life. Don't you realize you can always get rid of it, you know? You know, they'd be going on like that, you would think, Kurt. So,
that's
you know,
right.
It's good news. Good for George. Good for Amal or however you say her name.
Yeah.
And good for our buddy Matt that everybody happens to know. Good for Matt, you know? Good job, man.
That's right. That's right.
You should be happy. I wonder what you'd say about my 8 children. Just say,
oh, okay. Here's the cool here's that. The famous movies that least that a lot of people know him for.
Because you got to make sure we tell everybody the movies. That's like serious news.
Jason Bourne. movies.
Yeah.
The Bourne, you know, there's a number of different ones.
Yeah, the series just absolutely chuck full of violence. Is that the series you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know, well, you know, and the interesting thing at least about it is shows a guy who basically gets taken and used by our government as some kind of a, you know, machine to kill and stuff like that.
Yeah, Kurt, but that's only in the movies.
Yeah, I know they don't do this in real life. You know, he's taken pretty much against his will, and it shows, you know, the way his father was killed. And, you know, I mean, it's of course not real life. I mean, the FBI and the CIA and all those guys, they're always playing above board. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to say one word and you'll know what story I'm talking about. Hopefully, Kurt, you'll be on this queue. Okay?
Okay.
It's Big League.
Big League. Let's see.
Who says it's Big League all the time, Kurt?
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that would be Trump.
The Donald,
And, okay. And, well, you know, you remember he got a little heat just lately from
Matt
Drudge.
How many people do you know that use that word all the time, Big League? People used to think he said Bigly, but it's actually Big League. and he's just talking about whatever he's doing or working on is like Big League. It's important.
Yeah.
We've hit the big time now, kind of a
phrase.
It's a little bit of slang, and it's good. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, Donald's famous for saying, it's going to happen Big League, Kurt. This is Big
League. That's right.
Big League is what it really is.
Big League, yes.
And believe it or not, the mainstream press wrote a whole article on a debate if it was Big League or Big League. Okay. I'm serious. These people are goofy.
Anyway, you got to go across the pod for this piece, dailymail.com. Jeff Earle, and you spell Jeff G-E-O-F-F in this case.
Geoffrey.
You're an Englishman. But anyway, it says Trump promises a phenomenal tax cut plan for businesses in coming week as stocks notch record. Close to anticipation, President Trump told airline executives a tax cut plan is coming along very well. He said the plan would lower the burden on business. Big League, he said an announcement was coming in 2 or 3 weeks. Trump also complained that the U.S. didn't keep even a tiny oil well after leading an international coalition to overthrow the government in Iraq. Oh, and Wall Street rallied on the news, Sam. There you go.
Well, I got a comment about this, though, and I appreciate that Donald really wants to lower taxes. I appreciate that he's got a plan, a package. He's putting it together. The mainstream press says it has no details to it, but they lie, and you'll see the details coming out soon. I don't even agree with all of Donald's plans on the tax cut, but I will give him credit for really focusing on it. But here's the problem, Kurt. Guess who he's going to get the most opposition from?
The Republicans.
Yes, sir. They're going to melt down. They're going to stand in his way. They're going to fracture. They're going to divide. They're going to criticize. And, you know, I pray that Donald can get something done. But when the liberals team up with the conservatives against Donald's reduction of the size and scope and breadth of government, it's going to be big league battle. Is what I see. And I wish it weren't so. And I defend Donald Trump in this. Even if he doesn't do exactly the way I would go about tax cuts, I'm telling you that he's trying. And this is the problem. Yeah. You got Donald being shut down by all the leaders of his own party. You got Paul Ryan. You got whoever that goofball is in Kentucky. What's that guy's name?
Well, you got McConnell.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell. I mean, the likes of those who can expect to get government, you know, reduced in size and scope and do its proper role in things. So I appreciate it, Donald. I hope that it's as big league as you think, but I'm expecting a whole lot less tax cuts and a whole lot big league battle from your own people. Sad to say. And the sooner you're savvy about that, the more likely we can actually get something done. But you're going to have to turn to people like us to truly get out the peaceful but insistent masses to say, look, you're going to get something done here. Otherwise, it's just going to basically, we're going to bring it up, we're going to babble about it, we're going to tell some IRS fear stories, we're going to fearmonger for a while, we're going to tell you how hard it is to get done, it's so hard, it's so difficult, and then what we're going to do is we're going to go to a backwoods or private room, we're going to, you know, clown media is going to, you know, be there somehow, they're going to leak a little bit of data about the Republicans and the insiders betraying each other and saying, I don't think we can get it done. The president's cuckoo. I don't think we can. And then they're just going to have circus clown media spin it all. And then they're going to go away and they're going to come back and say, you know, we might be able to work on tax return like 2025 or something. But the taxes, in the meantime, we've got bigger fish to fry. We've got to go home for recess. And this is what I see, Kurt. So I hope Donald's successful, and I hope we can really rally and get something behind this, because the people desperately need tax reduction. We desperately need to take money away from bureaucrats at all levels. That's no doubt. But I'm telling you, the only big league thing I see happening here is, you know, division and rioting in the streets and destruction of private property, and then apologists in the mainstream press saying they can't help it. They're so downtrodden, and Congress talk big but do nothing. And Donald, I hope that's not what you face, but that's my prediction unless something changes. And are you really going to have a massive tax cut, Kurt, while you keep the IRS? Now the IRS has got a plan. You ready for it, Kurt?
Oh, boy.
Well, they were going to go ahead and work on their regulation changes, Kurt, to make it easy for you to file your tax returns this year and to make things smoother and more simple for you. And I mean, they're your friendly IRS, right?
Oh, yeah.
But Donald screwed that up with an executive order, Kurt. See, idea that you have to get rid of two regulations when you enact one? Well, the one they were going to do to help you, they can't even enact anymore, Kurt. So they're so sorry about that, but blame it on Donald. See, that's how this is. There's not a single Republican that I see challenging that, standing up and going to the new media, taking center stage, saying how bogus this is. They're all busy at home on recess, Kurt, getting beat up by the agitators, while you and I try to advocate for Donald's cause, which is lower taxes, less regulation. But yet we can't talk to Donald because, well, we tried to get in the Trump Tower yesterday. Richard Mack was our agent, or our advocate, if you will. And they said, unless you know somebody personally that can call and give permission for you to be here, you can't even go in the building, Kurt. You can't even take the elevator up to floor two, much less any other floor. And so Richard Mack could not get into the Trump Tower at all.
Didn't he have any matches? He could have started a car on fire out front or something.
You're conservative, they'll throw you in the clink.
I know, but I mean, now, then he could have really gotten some coverage, you know what I mean?
No, but it would be negative coverage. Now, if he was a liberal, Kurt, they would have wrote him a check and paid for it and probably made him a congressman. See what I mean? It's crazy. But anyway, it is big league. I pray that Trump can keep his promise about a phenomenal tax cut and less regulation. We advocate for this, folks. I'm just telling you the buzzsaw that Trump's running into at every turn from those who have promised the same things for their whole careers. We got an interesting reality check on socialism and communism, Kurt. We'll do it in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So an interesting story, and this is an example of what we're talking about here. I reject food stamps entirely. I don't think the government has any place in giving people food or any of those kind of things. But we've got that going on big time. What, 47 million Americans? Or on food stamps of some kind or whatever. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. However, I bring it up because there's a new headline. People are doing research on this, and it bears out what we could have told them all along. We didn't even need a study for this, but they did one anyway. The guy's name is Thomas Phippen, or Phippen, P-H-I-P-P-E-N. He's not Phippen, but it's Phippen. Anyway, Thomas writes the headline, "People stop trying to save money on groceries when they use food stamps." And there's a big old article about this. Applying for food stamps usually indicates that a household is struggling financially, Kurt, but a new study now reveals that families, well, they spend more for the same amount of food once they are using, quote, taxpayer benefits. Families receiving supplemental nutrition assistance programs, or SNAP, if you will, are less likely to save money by buying generic brands or using coupons when they're on food stamps, Kurt. So you'd think that they'd basically take the food stamps and be more careful with it and let their dollars or their stamps stretch further. But no, that's not the case. If they're buying food with, quote, government benefits, researchers at Brown University now claim that, hey, they spend more money, Kurt. They just basically pick fancier brands and those kind of things instead of being more frugal or being frugal with the money. Kurt?
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And I remember seeing this. I personally didn't, but my wife was telling me that she'd see this with individuals that had those. She wasn't really sure what they were. There was like here and, you know, around us, they used to use what was called a Horizon card or something, so it would make it a little less, you know, work more like a credit card kind of thing. But she said, you know, in their cart, she'd see stuff that she'd never even pick up just because it was way too expensive, and yet, you know, they would just be buying that fancier kind of fare, if you will.
That's what we always see, Kurt.
All on the government dime, you know.
And the yeah. Governor Bradford story we always tell on Thanksgiving or around that time, yeah, illustrates the point quite well also. And
good,
so
point.
Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is people just don't care because it's not their money. They don't have any reason to be as frugal, if you will. By the way, I almost forgot, Kurt, it's all my fault, so I got to repent on this. But our buddy Jeremy Corden, he's with United Precious Metals Association, UPMA, is with us because he did such a phenomenal job and dialed in. Thank him for that.
Good work.
And he's basically the marketing department head of UPMA.org. That's the it used to be the Utah Precious Metals, but now it's the United Precious Metals Association. They're doing a great job. We just got done talking about the food stamp program. There's a new research study out of Brown University, Jeremy. I want you to comment on this real quick, then we can move on. But it basically says when people get on food stamps, you'd think that they would basically be able to, you know, make their grocery budget go further. But no, they just buy fancier food. That's all.
Yeah, I could believe that. They found that billions of dollars went to soda. You know, people aren't even necessarily buying the healthiest food with food stamps.
It's shocking, but it's not surprising. I mean, Governor Bradford back in the day found out the same thing. You got to give people dignity. People got to work for what they have. And when they do, things turn out well. When they don't, it's nothing but trouble, folks. All right. Do you think Donald Trump's big league tax cut will happen, or will he be opposed by his own guys, his own people, Jeremy?
You know what? I guess we're going to find out. You know, he was able to get funding for the wall. I think if there's enough pressure on Congress, you know, I think they're going to fund some of his other initiatives as well.
All right. We got a row to hoe on that. Speaking of the UPMA, though, a lot's going on with the UPMA. First off, what's an update on the bill you guys are putting in place?
Okay, so the bill HB 224, which allows the state as well as all the municipalities within Utah to hold gold and silver, went to committee just 2 days ago. And it was great. Jonathan Johnson, the chairman of Overstock, showed up to testify for the bill. We had about a half a dozen people there from UPMA to witness for the bill. It's on hold right now until a little bit more work is done on it. The treasurer, the state treasurer, had a few points of opposition that we're going to be resolving before we move forward with it. But we expect it to get passed this legislative session.
Okay, and the bill is
the biggest piece of gold legislation in years.
The bill is 0224?
0224, correct.
Okay, perfect. And so HB 0224 is on hold, couple of tweaks to make everybody happy. Is it good, the tweaks that he wants to make? In other words, is he opposing things that make sense for clarity's sake, or is he opposing things because he doesn't want to see us return to honest money? What's driving this? Any idea?
You know, it's hard to know someone's motives if they don't tell you.
Yeah, but you can tell by the changes they advocate for.
He just doesn't want the bill to be a giant headache for him.
Okay.
As far as the implementation, you know, it might be that the gold and silver stored by the state is used as part of a rainy day fund rather than a short-term funds, which is what his concern is about.
Okay. Well, we're making progress, ladies and gentlemen. It's a road to hoe. How about the idea about constitutional currency being used in other states? I know Utah's the lead state on this for sure, but other states have actually started to follow suit, right?
Oh, yeah. Arizona has a bill that they're passing from Representative Fincham over there. He's actually on the UPMA board. The UPMA is a nonprofit. You know, what we're really trying to do is promote the use and circulation of sound currency. We're going to be working with the Sound Money Defense League here on HB 0224. But really, you know, I mean, we've been able to offer accounts denominated in sound money where no one else has been able to do that as far as legal tender goes.
All right, so you got Utah, Arizona's close behind. Are they going to get it passed this time, you think? What's the environment there?
You know what? It depends if the governor vetoes it or not. They're saying that this year they think the governor won't. I don't know if they got a new governor, but it sounds like they may have.
Well, we can hope. Other states looking at it?
You know what? I believe so. You know, there's a lot of states in the wings kind of seeing how it goes over here. Oklahoma passed similar legislation a couple of years ago, and, you know, you have Texas making their repository as well.
All right, that's a good start, because I only want to live in a state that will honor gold and silver. And, you know, there's a lot of debate about how to gauge where there's greater or less freedom in a given area. But I think this is one of the biggest gauges of all, Jeremy.
No, absolutely. This is monetary freedom. You know, this is freedom of what you're going to circulate. So that's huge.
All right, what should we be doing? One, help educate on this bill, help grow the word about the UPMA, upma.org. One of the best ways is people can get accounts. They can use the repository as a great hedge against inflation and stock market meltdowns, but they can also actually use it day-to-day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people use our accounts all the time. We've got thousands of members, upma.org. It's a nonprofit. We have zero buy-sell spreads on gold. which is fantastic. No one else, you know, in the state offers that.
Explain that, though. You know, see, sometimes you use certain little phrases and, you know, sure. people inside the deal, they understand it, but others don't. So tell them what that zero buy sell spread means, please.
If you go to any coin store in the state and you buy a bar of gold for $1,250, if you go to your car and walk back into that coin store, they're going to pay you $1,200, not $1,250 for that bar of gold. That is known as a buy-sell spread. It means that they're buying that bar back from you for less than they're selling it to you. If I were to sell the bar to them for $1,200, they could turn around and sell it to the next person coming in for $1,250. And that's how a lot of coin stores make money. That's not the model for how UPMA makes money. So if you buy a coin for $1,250, you can sell it back for $1,250 or 1% more the next day if the price goes up 1%. The fact that we do that means that you're not guaranteed to lose $50 per coin. One of our members pointed out that just in the savings on this service alone, it covers 8 years of vaulting with UPMA given our fees.
Wow, that's something to be said, and people need to understand there is a difference between what raw gold is or the spot of gold. And I say raw because there's no better way to describe different stages of what gold's in. But in its raw state, if you will, there's a premium charged when it's coined, when it's minted, when it's put into something that's tangible, that's usable, that's portable, that's confirmed in its weights and measure, et cetera, et cetera. There's a cost to do that. And so I point that out because not only is there a difference between a buy-sell spread, but there's a difference between spot and what you can actually get coins for, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so there's a premium there with eagles, gold eagles that will – the legal tender coins that we use, the premium's a bit higher than, say, bars of gold. But if you're selling above spot and, you know, you can redeem it for above spot, it's not an issue. So we sell our coins for about 5% over spot. But the members can redeem those coins for cash at 5% above spot, so it's a wash.
So the point is, oftentimes, spot is used to sell your coins, but it's above spot when they buy your coins. And so I wanted to just
right.
mix that into that spread so people understand there's a couple of factors going on there. The point is, with the UPMA, that you can buy and sell literally at the same rate. It's above spot because it takes a premium to turn that gold or that silver into something that's usable and measurable and et cetera. But that stays the same whether you're buying or selling is the point. With the United Precious Metals Association, UPMA.org. Jeremy, we'll have you back soon. So much. Thanks so much for your time, and I'll be more on top of this. Kurt's going to have to remind me better is the thing.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's a good one.
You bet. There he goes. Jeremy doing a great job. He's a new contributor to the show, and it's weekly, and it's at the end of an hour. We get rolling in the news. I got to focus more. I got to do a better job. That's all, folks. I'm letting you down. I'll repent. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. 1 hour on the can. Second hour coming up. This nation shall endure.